Welcome to Indiana High School Basketball on K99.3. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by the Braun Automotive Group, Financial Partners, Jim Dobson Ford, Coca-Cola, Best Ford, Collins Insurance Agency, Stark County Co-op, and Cambies. The Braun Automotive Group pregame show with Harold and Nathan Welter is next.
LifeFlex Dance Academy. Dance classes being offered are ballroom, including swing, Latin, country, and more. Specialty classes include hip-hop, jazz, tap, ballet, contemporary, and line dance lessons. LDA also offers private lessons and group lessons for schools, churches, and wedding parties. Dance lessons are for ages 3 to 93. Learn to dance one step at a time at LifeFlex Dance Academy. For dance lesson and class registration info, call LDA 574-936-2333.
The Catholic Churches of the Kankakee Valley are happy to recognize the accomplishments of the young people of our area. Whether it's in the classroom or in the many extracurricular activities like sports or the fine arts, our young people are fashioning the future of God's world, and our Catholic family supports those efforts. The Catholic Churches of the Kankakee Valley, including St. Thomas Aquinas in Knox and St. Cyril and Methodius in North Judson, open to, supportive of, and hopeful for the youth of our area.
Show. And now here's the voices of K99.3 Sportsline Live, Harold and Nathan Welter.
Coming to you live from Weinberg Gym in Knox. Good evening and welcome to another great night of IHSAA basketball in the Kankakee Valley. It's Hall of Fame night here at Knox, and three new inductees will be welcomed into the Knox Hall of Fame. 1970 graduate Mark George, along with 1990 graduate Tamara Skibby Durth and 1998 graduate Josh McLaughlin, all being inducted into the Knox Hall of Fame. One of the most fun nights we have all broadcast year.
Oh, it really is, and I just had an opportunity to talk to all three of the new inductees, and just great people and great memories for Knox High School sports fans, and they're going to, of course, here at Hall of Fame night, they always introduce the previous inductees who are able to attend, and then announce the new ones. And our old friend Ted Hayes is going to be doing the MC chores, as he has done for lo these many years. You know, this is, I believe, about the 32nd year of the Hall of Fame here at Knox High School. It's become just a great tradition. Got a nice crowd on hand here, and let's go to
the 2016 Knox High School Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Tonight we will be inducting three new members in the Hall of Fame, but before I introduce you to the inductees, I would like to ask those who have already been honored as members of the Hall of Fame to gather on the end line of the basketball floor. Tonight we have Gary Johnson, class of 1966, with us. Dave Piper, class of 1964. Bill Owens, class of 1977. Harold Walter, class of 1963. Ron Fletcher, class of 1961. Bobby Cox, class of 1953. Ollie Laundrie, class of 1957. Beverly Amy Albright, class of 1975. Bill Fox, 1991. Rick Brown, 1970. Tracy Skippy Binkley, class of 1994. Phil Fulcher, Sr., class of 1953. Welcome home, Dave King, class of 1971. Ron Cooper, 1985. Sean McIntyre, 1993. Julie Clark Hart Ferris, class of 1987. Pete Bradley, 1999. Gene DeMello, 1977. Roslyn Campbell Scheifler, 1994. And I think I saw Steve Ponzi around here someplace. With us tonight are those who have gone before, and now to introduce you to the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. Josh McLaughlin, class of 1998. Josh McLaughlin was a powerful and speedy running back for the Redskins football team during his high school athletic career. Josh had a KHS career rushing record of 2,752 yards, 250 points scored, and all conference and state recognition his junior and senior years. As one of the best backs in the state, Josh went on to attend St. Joseph College on a football scholarship. He was also a high school sprinter on the track team and played basketball. Josh McLaughlin was simply one of the best all-around athletes of his time at KHS. He currently lives in Bass Lake with his wife Suzanne and three sons, Miles, Mason, and Madden, and is employed by NIPSCO. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce you to Josh McLaughlin. Our next Doss Hall of Fame inductee is 1990 graduate Tammy Skinny Durder. Now, Tammy is being accompanied by Emma Bingley, a niece, Jacob Bingley, who is a nephew, and Summer Skinny, also a niece. Tammy set the standards in the 80s and early 90s for runners to follow at Knox High School. Still remembered for the 32-meter record run she set as a freshman, Tammy went on to become a 4-year track runner winner. Tammy was not idle in the off-season, as she also started in ball and basketball. During her high school career, she amassed 10 varsity letters and was all-conference in three sports. In her senior year, she was recognized as the most outstanding girls athlete by being named the Bonnie Taylor recipient. Following her outstanding high school career, she enrolled at Marion College, where she played basketball her freshman year. Still living in Indianapolis with her husband, Leo Durr, Tammy is employed in the Indianapolis Public School System, where she has gone for 21 years. And as I said before, accompanying Tammy tonight, nieces and nephews, and also on the baseline over there is her sister Tracy Skippy Bankley, also a Hall of Fame member. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Redskin welcome to Tammy. Now, the final Knox Hall of Fame honoree is Mark George, a 1970 graduate of Knox High School, and by golly, he's still in his running jacket. Mark was a little fourth athlete at Knox High School. Who will ever forget the night he scored 4 touchdowns against Caston and ran for 275 yards? I'm sure Claude Sanders remembers that night. Or the day he set 2 records in track during 1 meet, the 100-yard dash, 10.4, and 180-yard hurdles. Mark graduated from Purdue University in May of 74. He will be remembered by many of his friends as an outstanding athlete, but even better, as an outstanding classmate. Now living in Seattle, Washington, with his wife, Christine Elsa, and 2 sons, Simon and John Daniel, he is in his 34th year as a printing salesperson. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mark George. Before I let Mark off, I'll also remember the night that he honored his late late brother Danny and some of his teammates. One of the most wonderful nights I ever spent here, Mark. Well, that just about concludes our ceremony, but as the final act of the night, I will ask our newest members to join those already in the Hall of Fame and allow them to welcome you into the most prestigious club. So if you would join those already in.
Wow, never ceases to amaze me. The unique atmosphere on Hall of Fame night here at Knox High School. And the three new inductees shaking hands with the former inductees. Just a very emotional time. And, of course, a lot of those inductees, several of them were teammates of mine. Interestingly enough, the first two who were introduced, Jerry Johnson and Dave Piper, both played for Purdue. Jerry on the national NCAA runner-up team, and Dave Piper played for Purdue in the Rose Bowl.
So a little bit of success.
Yeah, a little bit of success from little Knox High School, I tell you. But a great night here at Hall of Fame night at Knox High School, Nathan.
Yeah, absolutely. And to top it all off, we should have a really good basketball game, too, with Couts and Knox both feeling like this is a game they can win. And, you really feel like the Knox Redskins are really starting to grow up at this point in the season. And we've been talking all season long about how young they are and how inexperienced they are. Well, now they're starting to put things together, and even though they lost a game last night, a very close game, a very hard-fought game, from what everyone has said, it really feels like they've made some huge strides. So the expectations are starting to get raised a little bit for the Knox Redskins, and of course everyone knows about the very rich basketball history at Couts High School and the pride they have in their basketball program. So, there's a lot on the line, despite the fact that this isn't a conference matchup. It's not a possible tournament opponent or anything like that, but it's two programs that really take a lot of pride in their histories.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that you're right. The Knox Redskins are playing their best basketball of the season. They lost a tough one to Washington Township, a quality team, by the way, 59-54, and of course, Washington Township just coming off of a Porter County Conference tournament championship last week. I mean, they're the real deal, and Knox had them right on the ropes in the fourth quarter and just couldn't quite get the job done, ended up losing by five. But that followed a win over North Judson, their fourth win of the year. And the three games really prior to that, I think that that's when we started seeing the turnaround of the Redskins on the road against LaVille in a conference game, against John Glenn, and against a quality Kankakee Valley team. They all were quality opponents and close ball games, and so the Knox Redskins really are starting to come alive. The Couts Mustangs, man alive, what else can go wrong for them? I mean, they're 6-8, but they've lost three games, one in overtime, one in double overtime, one in triple overtime, and they lost to Boone Grove, a team to beat in the Porter County Conference by a single point last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like they're on the brink of having a really special season if the ball would bounce their way a couple more times. So, that adds to the interesting factor in tonight's ball game.
It really does, and I think that we're going to see both teams come out, as you pointed out, hey, nothing to lose, and let's go get it. And so we'll see how it comes out. But I'm excited about the possibilities of this game here tonight. Some other games going on around the area tonight as well. The South Central Satellites, after that big win over La Crosse last night that gave them the Porter County Conference round-robin championship, the girls' side, the boys stayed in that Porter County Conference race with that win over La Crosse last night. They're back at home against New Prairie tonight. The boys basketball, North Judson is at Triton in a Hoosier North Athletic Conference contest. West Central, a very improved West Central team on the road at Morgan Township tonight. And the Winnemac Warriors are going to have a big test at Marquette tonight.
Yeah, and it's really going to be interesting to see how Winnemac reacts to the really tough opponents remaining on their schedule. Now that they're kind of running into some injury issues, having lost Colin McGee for the year with an ACL injury.
Yeah.
It's time for other people to step up. But when you talk with Coach Johnson over there, he's not worried because he has that much confidence in the depth on his team.
Well, Jack DeGroote came up with 27 points last night for the Warriors and they went over West Central.
That definitely makes it easier.
I guess. When you got two guys scoring 55 points for you in an 81-point production, you know things are okay there at Winnemac. Here at Knox, again, the Counts Mustangs and the Knox Redskins just minutes away from getting this one underway. And as we look at how these two teams stack up against each other offensively, the Counts Mustangs, much the better of it. They're scoring at a 56.4 points per game clip. The Redskins only at 43.8. But defensively, the Mustangs giving up over 55 points a game, and the Knox Redskins giving up just an average of 51.8 points per game. And the Redskins have given up as many as 70 points only once this year. As a matter of fact, they've given up over 60 points only three times in 16 games. So the Redskins defense is the real deal, and it's going to be maybe the matchup between the offense of the Mustangs and the defense of the Redskins. Statistically, again, the stats in favor of the Mustangs slightly. If we look at the Sagarin ratings, the computerized ratings that take into consideration strength of schedule, home court advantage, comparative scores, and all those kind of things, the Counts Mustangs are ranked 53rd in Class 1A. They're ranked 301st overall. Knox is ranked 367th overall. These two teams have played five common opponents, and each of them are 2-3 against those five opponents. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. You know, these two teams don't have a long history, but in the last 11 meetings between the schools, Counts has won six, Knox has won five, Counts won last year 33-30. So we are anticipating a very exciting game here on Hall of Fame night. And I will mention, by the way, that the three new inductees to the Hall of Fame, Tammy Skibbe, Josh McLaughlin, and Mark George, we're going to have those interviews I did with them. We reminisced about the old days. We're going to have that on the Saturday Sports Live next week.
All right. It's definitely a fun night here. And we've said a bunch of times before, anytime you get to do a Hall of Fame night, it's always fun to relive past memories and just really learn the history and learn things you didn't know about the graduates from the different schools. So it's a great night here at Weinberg.
It certainly is. And, of course, the coaches try to take advantage of that a little bit, too. And I'm going to ask Rob Kruger how he approaches it with his team, this being Hall of Fame night. You know, you want to put on a good show for the Hall of Fame members and their families. Some of them, this will be the only game they're going to see you. So you don't want to embarrass yourself. And that's a little extra incentive, perhaps, for the Redskins here tonight. Nice crowd on hand. The band is on hand. It's going to get noisy here in Weinberg Gymnasium before this evening is over. The pregame show has been brought to you by the Bond Corporation, supporting today's student-athletes all over our area. And we'll be back with the Collins Insurance Injury Report after this timeout.
one name, two convenient locations, adds up to a great deal for you.
Braun Chevrolet Buick and Braun Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Winnemac.
When you're considering purchasing your next new car, minivan, SUV, full-size van, or pickup truck, visit one of the Braun dealerships for great selection, personal service, and big saving.
One name, two convenient locations.
Braun Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Braun Chevrolet Buick, both on US 35 South in Winnemac.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this? And this?
Yes.
And what about this?
Yes.
Ha! Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Who's in? Who's out? It's the Collins Insurance Agency Injury Report with Harold Welter.
Well, injury report is good for both of these teams. Each of these teams had injuries early in the year, but everyone is back now. Certainly the Knox Redskins have felt the presence of their lone senior coming back. Alex Hernandez coming off of an injury, missed the first half of the season, but he's been back for a number of games now, and really he's had an impact on this Redskin team.
Well, he just brings a really high level of energy, and let's also not forget Jonathan Tolson was dealing with a foot injury for a while, and he's back, and he's been working back into getting his normal minutes in like he was prior to the injury. So having those two guys back not only adds depth, but I think it adds a level of confidence as well.
Yeah, it really does, and they're going to need everything they can get tonight because, as you pointed out, Nathan, both of these teams coming into the game tonight playing perhaps their best basketball of the year, and they each think, hey, this is one on our schedule that we can get and maybe get a little momentum going before sectional time. The injury report has been brought to you by Collins Insurance Agency of Knox, where they say, we always appreciate your business. And we'll talk with the coaches on the Financial Partners Coaches Corner after this timeout.
Collins Insurance want you to be safe. For fast, free quotes on high-risk auto or any other insurance needs, call anytime, 772-6844. Don't get caught without insurance. Let Jim help you through the process of getting the right insurance to meet your needs. Stop in and see Jim and the staff in downtown Knox. At Collins Insurance, they appreciate your business.
Let's talk with the coaches on the Financial Partners Coaches Corner Show with Harold Welter.
We're with Rob Kruger. He's the head coach of the Knox Redskins. Redskins coming off of a tough, tough loss last night. You've had a bunch of those tough losses of late, Rob, but your team is playing perhaps its best ball of the season right now. What are you particularly pleased with about your team right now?
Well, we've adjusted a little bit offensively, and the kids have seen different defenses, I think, at this point, and they know how to attack those weaknesses a lot better than earlier in the year, and that's one thing that we tried to stress a week or two ago, that we were becoming too methodical, and we needed to open up things a little bit.
What about the Couch Mustangs? What do you know about them? They've been up and down, but what concerns you about them?
Well, they've lost a lot of close games. They're much improved over last year. Last year, mainly a zone type of team. They play more man-to-man. As far as personnel goes, what concerns me the most is their size inside. They have McCormick Kidd and Bruce Kidd, who are about 6'3", 6'4", and put together. So that's going to present a challenge for us, definitely.
What kind of adjustments can you make to overcome that?
Well, you have to have your perimeter defenders help out and have our post guys totally front with the backside help. That's how we're going to approach tonight.
What concerns you most about your team right now?
Just emotionally, how we can rebound after a tough loss. We've been pretty fortunate where we've been able to put back-to-back solid efforts, and we're going to have to continue that tonight. So that is a concern, how we bounce back tonight.
And, of course, Hall of Fame night, you want to put a good show on.
Absolutely. That's what I've told the kids. We want to, show our brand of basketball in front of, a crowd that's going to be probably pretty decent tonight.
Good luck against the Mustang.
Thank you.
There's Rob Kruger, head coach of the Redskins, back with more in a moment.
Has the volatility in the stock market in recent weeks made you nervous about your retirement income? If so, you need to know that there are investment vehicles available to help you achieve your financial goals. I'm Harold Welter, and at Financial Partners, we've been helping our clients manage market risk for over 40 years. If you're concerned about your retirement income plan, call Financial Partners at 772-2300 or stop in at 1001 South Roosevelt Road in Knox, and let's talk about your financial future.
Securities offered through Sigma Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Partners is independent of Sigma Financial Corporation.
Well, with Kevin Duzan, he's the head coach of the Counts Mustangs. The Mustangs have been on that proverbial roller coaster ride this year. But, Coach, what is your team doing well right now?
Well, right now we're getting the ball inside. Our strengths with our two big guys, Bruce and McCormick, and we do a nice job getting the ball in there to them. We start making some shots from the outside, which helps, obviously, anytime you can make some outside shots.
After a tough loss last night, what do you expect out of Knox tonight?
Well, they'll be quick on the perimeter. They like to shoot the basketball, and they're going to play hard, so we'll have to be ready to defend them off the drive and get out to their shooters a little bit. But our guys have been pretty resilient all year. They bounce back after some tough games and win the next game. So hopefully that continues tonight.
Three overtime losses among those disappointments, I know. But what is the biggest concern you have about your team right now?
Well, right now it's just our ability to finish at the end of games. We just have turned the ball over in crucial times, and we need to get better with that. And I think the more we play, the better we're getting in those situations. But one day we got to win one of those games and get it going back the other direction.
If you had to point to one big key for tonight, what would that be?
I think we have to control it inside. Knox is going to be a little bit undersized, our guys on the inside, but they'll play hard down there. So we're going to have to be able to get the ball inside and finish on the inside.
Good luck against the Redskins.
Thank you.
There's Kevin Duzan, head coach of the Mustangs, back with more in a moment.
At BP, we know you have more important things to do than worry about the quality of your gasoline. Important things like teaching your 15-year-old daughter how to drive stick in your new sports car.
Was that expensive?
So go ahead and focus on exercising patience, understanding, and unconditional love.
Oopsie daisy.
And we'll focus on the quality of your gas. You have places to go. Let us worry about getting you there. BP Gasoline with Invigorate. Fuel the journey.
High school sports brought to you by Zingo Express, your BP station in Knox. Time now for the keys to the game, sponsored by Cambie Chevy and Knox. Once again, here's Harold Welter.
Well, the keys to the game, I think there's a lot of keys to the game because these two teams are pretty well matched, as was pointed out there. Yeah, Couch is going to have a size advantage, but the Redskins might have a quickness and a defensive advantage, and I think this is going to be a game where maybe the key is going to be whose game are we going to play? Are the Redskins going to be able to slow the Mustangs down a little bit and make them play at their pace, and are they going to be able to get some scores off of that pressure defense for the Counts Mustangs? Are they going to be able to get that ball inside where they want to get it and take advantage of their size advantage?
Well, the biggest keys, the biggest key for the Knox Redskins is going to be swarming in the post. And what that means is when Counts does get the ball inside, the Redskins can't allow that to be a one-on-one matchup. They have to have guys crashing down and doubling and tripling up on the big men from Couts and not allowing them to go crazy. For Couts, it's a matter of interior passing. If their big men can do a nice job in the high-low game and getting the ball out of their hands quickly, they're really going to cause a lot of problems for the Knox Redskins. So for Knox, it's all about swarming in the post, and for Couts, it's all about being quick in the post.
The defensive challenge for the Counts Mustangs, of course, is they've got to shut down Cooper Broker. He's averaging 18.1 points a game for the Knox Redskins. Everybody recognizes him as one of the premier players in the area. Can they shut him down and still not allow his teammates to pick up the slack? So those are the keys to the game as we see them. Get your keys today. Drive and save at Cambie Chevrolet in Knox. And we'll be back with the starting lineups for tonight's game between the Counts Mustangs and the Knox Redskins on Hall of Fame night at Knox High School after this timeout.
We wish you a very happy holiday season. Canby Chevrolet and Buick is offering special holiday pricing now on all new and pre-driven vehicles. Save up to $10,000 on a brand new four-wheel drive Chevy Silverado Crew Cab. Or drive a new 2015 Chevy Trax for only $144 a month and only $144 down. Happy holidays from Canby Chevrolet and Buick. Visit us online at canbyauto.com or wkvi.com.
Howard's Marathon in Winnemeck has a reputation built on getting things done right. With 30 years' experience as an ASE Master Auto Technician, Dean Wentz is the right choice for the auto repairs or service. From auto computer diagnostic checks to new batteries and tires, they can take care of it all. Howard's Marathon is a proud supporter of area high school sports and wishes all teams a great season. Howard's Marathon, 121 South Monticello Street in Winnemeck. Call 574-946-6894.
Time for the starting lineup, sponsored by Best Ford and Knox.
Well, let's take a look now at the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First of all, for the visiting Counts Mustangs of Coach Kevin Dezan. Kevin is first year as a head coach of the Mustangs. He's won 6 and lost 8 overall in his sixth year. He's won 49 and lost 70. He spent 5 years as the head coach of the Washington Township Senators, and he'll have this starting lineup. At one guard is going to be Alex Garavaglia, number 12. He is a junior, goes 6'1". He'll be joined in the backcourt by Jared Berkey, a senior at 6', number 24. Up front, you'll have Ethan Ketchmark, a junior at 6'3", number 32. Trevor McCormick, a senior at 6'3", number 42. And Dylan Bruce, a senior at 6'4", number 54. So, for the Mustangs, you're going to have 3 seniors and 2 juniors in that starting lineup. And now for the Knox Redskins of Coach Rob Kruger. Rob, in his first year as the head coach of the Redskins, he's won 4 and lost 12, and he'll have this lineup. At one guard is going to be Cade Kruger. He is a 5'9 sophomore, number 4, averaging 4.8 points per game. At the other guard, will be Alex Hernandez. He is a senior at 5'9, number 13. Ian Code, a 5'5 freshman, number 14, who averages 8.8 points a game, will be at a third guard. And Cooper Brooker, who is going to be playing wherever he needs to play. He's a 6'1 sophomore, number 23, averaging 18.1 points per game. He'll be a starter, along with Aaron Fletcher, a 6' sophomore, number 22. So, for the Redskins, they've got 1 senior, 3 sophomores, and a freshman in their starting lineup. Now, most years and most schools, minus the 1 senior, that's the starting lineup for your junior varsity. So the Redskins are having to grow up in a hurry here in the 2015-2016 season. Those are the starting lineups for tonight's game. And the starting lineups have been brought to you by Best Ford of Knox, your hometown dealer with a big heart, serving this area for over 93 years. And we'll be back with the start of tonight's game after this timeout.
Best Ford, your hometown Ford dealer at 300 South Heaton Street in Knox, invites you to their SUV season sales event. Schedule a test drive in one of America's best-selling lineup of utility vehicles now. Best Ford has the best selection, the best price, the best service from the best people. They're simply the best. Call 772-2181 or visit them on the web at bestfordknox.com. Best Ford Knox, your hometown dealer with a big heart, supporting local high school sports.
Back here at Harold Weinberg Gymnasium in Knox, just minutes away from getting this one underway on Hall of Fame night 2016, the induction of 3 new members of the Hall of Fame, and had a chance to talk to all 3 of them. As I mentioned a moment ago, we'll have those interviews in the Saturday Sports Line next week. And, of course, you get a chance to see some other Hall of Famers and former Knox High school participants, and had a young lady stop over and give me a picture. Brenda Wolski, the highly successful longtime girls basketball coach here at Knox, won 3 sectional championships as the head coach, dropped off a picture. She's a teacher over in Lake County, and she does a lot of photography, and she just collects a lot of pictures, and she gave me a picture of my daughter Cheryl, when Cheryl was in 6th grade playing basketball with a Lady Redskins shirt on in one of Brenda Wolski's camps. So we want to say a big thank you to Coach Wolski for remembering us on that picture. Okay, we're just minutes away from getting this one underway. As we said, a lot of challenges out here, and we're at the point of the season. Of course, the girls' sectionals start next week, but the boys' sectionals are not all that far off, and we're 6 or 7 games left on the schedule. Is this the point, Nathan, that coaches really start looking at the sectional when they haven't had a lot of success like these two teams?
The point when they start looking at the sectional is shortly after the season starts. I mean, that's always, especially in Indiana, because everybody makes the sectionals, makes the postseason. So, that's a thought that's always in the back of your mind, and it's something that you're always looking forward to. You're always checking the box scores of sectional opponents. And, it's obviously, it gets more intense the closer you get to the start of sectionals, but that don't let anyone ever fool you. That thought is always there with all coaches.
Well, as you look at the remaining part of the schedule, each of these teams have 7 games left on the schedule. And for the Knox Redskins, of those 7 games, including tonight, 3 of them, Pioneer, West Central, or Triton, are all in the Hoosier North Athletic Conference. So they're still fighting for position. No, they can't win the conference, but they certainly could end up in the middle part of the conference, or maybe even the top tier of the conference, that they could win out with those conference games. And for the Counts Mustangs, their last 7 games, 6 of them are on the road, and 2 of those are Porter County Conference games. But 6 of your last 7 games on the road, that's, I guess, going to help you get ready for the sectional, huh?
Yeah, but it's still very annoying having to deal with bus rides that much, and then go right into the postseason and have to deal with more bus rides.
Well, you'd think that would have balanced out at some point, that they'd had a run like that of home games, but that hasn't been the case for the Mustangs. As a matter of fact, I think the most home games they've had in a row is the first 3 games of the year when they played West Central, Hebron, and Covenant Christian. So the Mustangs really have a strange structure to their schedule, and I guess what doesn't kill you is going to make you stronger, and they're going to be stronger come tournament time, perhaps, as a result of that. But, man, somebody needs to probably rework that schedule for years in the future. Okay, the 2 teams back out of the dressing room for the introduction of the starting lineups here and our national anthem. And we've got a nice crowd on hand here for Hall of Fame Night 2016 here at Knox High School. And we'll be back with the start of tonight's game right after we pause for this 30-second timeout.
Service, professionalism, and expertise is what sets Starr County Co-op apart. Informed, dependable service for grain, seed, fertilizer, site-specific applications, chemicals, LP, and petroleum. It's our goal to provide area customers with the highest quality products and services available so you can profitably manage your operation. For 80 years, your co-op has been serving people just like you. Starr County Co-op at 2 locations in Hamlet and Brems.
Back here at Harold Weinberg Gymnasium in Knox, and Hall of Fame Night. Nice crowd on hand, and right now the presentation of our national anthem will be made by the Knox High School Pep Band under the direction of Craig Phipps.
Pep Band under the direction of Craig Phipps. Thank you.
Okay, we're just about ready to get this one underway here at Harold Weinberg Gymnasium tonight. And back for his fifth game in the last 20 hours is Nathan Welter. Before we get started with this high school game, boy, you had a couple of exciting games over at Ancilla College today.
Oh, man, a couple of heartbreakers for the Chargers, both the men's and the women's team. The women losing in overtime. They had a six-point lead down the stretch in regulation and couldn't hold on. And the men's team, it was just one of those days. And I'll tell you what, I do not envy the Ancilla men's basketball team and the practice they're going to have to go through on Monday with Coach Butcher. He was not a happy camper. But one thing definitely is for sure, if you can, you need to get out and watch Ancilla basketball. They are fun to watch play. And I'll tell you what, the culture of with the athletics at Ancilla is completely different than what it was even 10 years ago. I mean, there is so much excitement surrounding the athletic programs now at Ancilla. And the men's and women's teams take a lot of pride, especially when they play at home. Perfect example, this was only the second home loss for the women's team, and it was the first home loss for the men's team. So Ancilla really getting the job done on the court, and they're really expecting to make some noise as far as the conference tournament when that comes up, and possibly making it a deep run in the postseason.
I heard you talking with the volleyball coach during the course of the broadcast this afternoon, and she was talking about how those new dorms have helped her recruiting so much.
Well, you look at the basketball rosters. I mean, they've got players from England. They've got one from Croatia there as well. They've got the men's team has a member on their team from Anchorage, Alaska. They've got Mississippi, you know, it just all over the world. And the fact that they have dorms there now, that really helps out with recruiting, and it really makes it more appealing. But, yeah, anyone out there, if you can make it to an Ancilla basketball game, men's or women's, I strongly suggest you do it.
Hey, one of the things that I have to ask you about, because, you know, back in the day when I was doing college basketball, they didn't even have the shot clock. How does that affect your broadcasting, because you keep you kept a very close track of the shot clock versus the game clock?
Well, the first time we broadcasted a game at Ancilla, I had to be told that it wasn't a fire alarm, that it was the shot clock, because I completely forgot about it. But yeah, it's just one of those things where you got to keep your eyes moving from the game clock to the shot clock, and you got to you know, compare them both when you're getting towards the end of the quarter. You got to see exactly how much time separates the game clock and the shot clock. But
well, I was impressed that you could keep up with
that. Well, once you realize that it's not a fire alarm and it's just a part of the game, you learn pretty quick.
Okay, the two teams out on the court. We're ready for the tip-off. The tip-off brought to you by Webb Printing and JT Shirt Shack in Winnemac. And we're ready to go. Official talking to the two jumpers, and that would be Dylan Bruce and Cooper Brooker, and the tip is controlled by the Mustangs. They're going right to left as we look at the court here. By the way, the Mustangs won the JV game here tonight. Pass underneath, shot is blocked. Oh, my, great defense by the Redskins. Fletcher with a blocked shot. Here's Broker into the corner. Here is Cougars three. Won't go down. And the rebound comes out of there to the Mustangs. Pulling it away there. Catch mark. A long pass up court. They move it up court quickly. Underneath, the shot is up and good. Well, they got it where they wanted to get it for the second time. The first time it was a block shot. The second time it was a score by Dylan Brooks.
Well, and we've seen both of the things that we talked about as the keys to the game. On the first possession, the Redskins swarmed down in the post. That block shot came from a help side defender. Then the second time down the floor, we saw Couts get the ball back in the post, but a very quick move there by Bruce.
Here is Knox on the attack. To the baseline, the ball is knocked away and out of bounds. Off of Couts, it'll be Knox ball out of bounds to the left of the basket. Broker will trigger. Slaps the ball, looking, inbounds it. Into the backcourt it goes to Ian Cope. Here is the shot up and good for three.
Cooper Broker with a big shot there from the left corner. That gives Knox a 3-2 lead here early in the ball game.
So each team doing what they wanted to do. And here is here are the Mustangs back on the attack. On the right side it goes to Garavaglia. He puts it on the floor, brings it out front. Free throw line high for the jump shot. That will not drop. And a rebound is going to come out of there. Two counts. They go on the right side for the outside shot. That is good. Dylan Bruce.
So Bruce getting off to a nice start here for Couts. He's accounted for all 4 points so far.
And the Mustangs get the lead back at 4-3. Here is Code with it in the left backcourt. Comes off to the near side to Kruger. Kruger goes now to Hernandez. Back to Kruger on the right side. Broker in the backcourt. Kruger on the right side. Looks to the baseline. Can't get it there. Pulls it back into the backcourt. Code. They reverse it to Hernandez on the left side. Hernandez holds it up now. And it's stolen away. Going the other way with it. Here's Couts on the attack. Shot up, no good. Rebound shot by Couts is up and good. Ethan Ketchmark taking advantage of his size.
Well, that was a good job by Ketchmark chasing after the ball, getting that offensive rebound in the putback.
Here's Code. Hernandez, top of the circle, holds it up, goes off to Broker in the right backcourt. Broker out front, Kruger, top of the circle. Near side, looking at his own defense here. By the Mustangs. Here is Broker's three. This time it's off the back of the iron and no good. And the rebound comes out of there to Berkey. Berkey up court quickly out the other end. Shot up and no good. The rebound fought for and it comes out of there to Fletcher. Good rebounding effort there by the Redskins. Here is Code with it. Hernandez drives to the paint. Kicks it into the corner. Out front. Broker with another three. No good again. And the rebound comes out of there to McCormick. Quickly up court. Up the right side it goes. They go over to Ketchmark. Ketchmark has it skipped away and knocked out of bounds by the Redskins. Ketchmark will trigger right in front of the Redskin rooting section across the way. Looking into the backcourt it goes. Garavaglia. Waiting for things to set up. Comes off to the near side now to Berkey. Berkey to the free throw line high. And the pass to the baseline stolen away by the Redskins. Great D in the lane. Let's go the other way now. Here's the three by Code. That is good! Code gives the Redskins the lead back.
Yeah, a nice job there by Ian. Credit Aaron Fletcher at the on the defensive end getting that deflection that led to that three-pointer.
Ties it. Here's a pass underneath. The shot is up and good again. Dylan Bruce can't do much about that.
Bruce now with six of Couts' 8 points.
And here is a pass outside for the three. Won't go down, and the rebound comes out of there to Bruce. One and done again for the Redskins. Here come the Mustangs. To the near side it comes. To Berkey out front. They reverse it now. To the right side. Garavaglia's outside shot will not go down. A rebound comes out of there to Bruce. Feeds it into the backcourt. Almost gets away. Chased down by Berkey. Berkey giving it up now to Garavaglia. He brings it back to Berkey on the near side. Berkey to the free throw line. High it goes. Driving right and taking it to the hoop. Off glass. The shot will not go down. Rebound there to Bruce. Her shot again won't go down. And the rebound is blocked. The shot is blocked. And a foul is going to be called underneath.
Well, the Redskins got to find a way to put a body on someone. If they keep giving up offensive rebounds like this, they're going to be in trouble all night.
They are not going to be able to run with this Couts team. They better get that out of their heads, I think, right away. They better be more patient. Free throw is up and in and out and in for Trevor McCormick. Gives his team a three-point lead. 3:45 remaining in the first quarter of play. Right-handed shooter. It's the second one up and good. So it's a 4-point lead again for Couts. Here is Broker with it. On the right side it goes. Hernandez. Hernandez puts it on the floor. Brings it back to Broeker. Broeker kicks it outside to Elliott, or to Cote. Off it comes along the baseline. Kicks it into the right corner. Out front, they reverse it. Back to the left corner now. Here is Ian Cote. Back it goes now to Broeker. Drives toward the middle. Kicks it outside now to Cote. Now to Kruger. Kruger fakes right. Goes left. Goes to the high post to Broeker. Ball stolen away. We're going the other way with it. Second turnover by the Redskins. On the right side, it'll go to Ketchmark. Ketchmark holds it high, brings it back into the backcourt to Bruce. Bruce puts it on the floor. Challenged there by Fletcher, brings it on the near side to Berkey. To the baseline left, the ball is stripped away, but a foul is going to be called. Well, the Redskins did what they had to do there. They get it to the blocks to McCormick, and they grab at the ball, try to strip it away from him, and instead they get him on the arm and send him through the line.
That foul is going to go on Ian Cote. That'll be his first foul, but second team foul against Knott.
You've got to get those big guys when the ball is on the floor because you try to stop them when they get the ball up high and you don't have the personnel to do it. The first free throw is up and good by McCormick. He gets one more opportunity. Right-handed shooter, Isaac flies it, hits it again. 6-point lead now with less than 3 minutes to go in the first quarter of play for the Mustangs. Here is Broeker with it. Off of the right side it goes to Kruger. Kruger, Broeker in the left backcourt. Now to Cote. Cote looking. Brings it back to Kruger to the near side. Hernandez. Fakes left, goes right, takes it to the hoop. And scores!
Nice take there by Alex Hernandez. Being very aggressive off the dribble. Fake the pass out to the right side on his way to the hoop.
And here is Berkey with it. Goes to the top of the circle it goes. Now McCormick can't get the shot away. Kicks it into the corner now to Garavaglia. Garavaglia back into the backcourt now to Ketchmark. Inside it goes. Taking the ball to the hoop. McCormick scores!
Well, that's the first field goal of the first quarter for Trevor McCormick. His 4 points prior to that were all at the free throw line.
Here is Kruger with it. Out front on the right side it goes. Hernandez. Mustangs packing it in a little bit with that zone. Goes to Broeker. Baseline right. Broeker back in the backcourt. They swing it to the left side now to Hernandez. Good ball movement by the Redskins. And they go back to Broeker to the near side. Cote fakes the three. Back to Broeker. He fakes the three. Here is Hernandez driving into the paint. Takes it to the hole. Shot off glass. Good! Oh, man, the little senior is just turning it on.
Yeah, back-to-back baskets for Alex Hernandez, and that might be the spark that the Redskins need offensively.
Minute and a half remaining in the first quarter of play. This is Bruce with it at the top of the circle. The big guy wings it off of the near side. Garavaglia, inside it goes. Backing in. McCormick has it stripped away and taken away. We're going the other way with it now. Here come the Redskins. Cote drives into the paint, has it stripped away. We're going the other way with it again. Counts on the attack. Shot is up and good on the breakaway. Ketchmark score.
Well, that was a good job by Counts not giving up after that turnover. They force one of their own, and they end up getting points out of it.
Here is Cote. Into the left corner goes Hernandez. Less than a minute to go in the quarter. The near side it comes to Kruger. Kruger puts it on the floor, brings it off to Hernandez. Top of the circle, wings it off to Cote. He fires a three, will not go down. Rebound comes out of there to Bruce for the Mustangs. They bring it up. Berkey across the timeline with it. Goes on the right side now. To Ketchmark. Ketchmark to the low post. It goes. Turn around. Challenge.
Oh, nice.
And taken away. Great defensive effort by Broeker. He's pushing it the other way on the attack. Dumps it off underneath it. Stolen away. Let's go the other way with it now. Each team with a turnover. Great defense inside by both teams.
Yeah, and Broeker a little too unselfish on that one. Probably should have taken that up.
16-10 ball game in favor of the Mustangs. They'll play it for one shot here in the quarter, perhaps. Berkey on the left side. Goes back to Bruce out front. Looking to the back door. Not there. Wings it off to the left side instead to Garavaglia. Inside it goes. A whistle. Offensive foul is going to be called on McCormick.
Yeah, he hooked the defender in the post with his arm and got called for his first foul.
But the Redskins have only 2 seconds to get a shot away, and they got to go the length of the court. Brad LaRoe is going to check into the lineup. Kruger is going to come out for Knox. LaRoe, a 6'1 junior. Inbounds pass goes. Cote from three quarter court misses at the buzzer. Time runs out. First quarter of play with the score. Count 16 and Knox 10. Let's pause for the 60-second timeout.
It's cold outside, and what better way to warm up than think summer with Culver Portside Marina. Right now, get incredible deals on pontoons. Ask about the Hurricane. It's the premier family boat. For those who share a passion for fishing, Polarcraft is the choice that'll give you a smooth ride and high-class details. It may be cold outside, but things are getting warmed up at Culver Portside Marina, located at 514 West Mill Street. Proud to support area high school sports. Stop in or call them at 842-5000. At Jim Dobson Ford in Winnemac,
we're selling cars at the bottom line. We're getting down to the bottom line. We're the bottom line dealer. Come in, you'll find we've got the best deals around.
That's the bottom line.
At Jim Dobson Ford in Winnemac, it's all about customer service, giving you the best deal around. It's why we've been in business since 1972.
We're the bottom line dealer. Come in, you'll find we've got the best deals around.
That's the bottom line.
Buying or selling, Osborne Advantage Real Estate of North Judson can handle all of your real estate needs. Experience the advantage. Experience the results at Osborne Advantage Real Estate. Okay, second quarter action. Knox with the ball, down 16-10. And here is Broker with it in the left back court. Hernandez, near side, it comes to Code. Code. Into the corner, Broker. Looks low post, can't get it there. Back into the back court, they reverse it. Left side, Fletcher toward the middle, holds it up, dumps it back down to Hernandez. Hernandez drives into the paint, jump stops, into the corner it goes. Broker fakes the three, takes the two, shot won't go. Rebound comes out of there to McCormick. For the Mustangs, in the lineup for the Mustangs to start the second quarter is Brent Wireman, a 5'7 freshman. The pass goes to McCormick. They reverse it to Wireman on the right side. Looking inside, can't get it there. Brings it back out front, Garavaglia. He brings it back to the near side, Berkey. Berkey looks a low post, can't get it there. Out front it goes. Here is the outside shot that is no good. Rebound comes down to Hernandez in the corner to Broker. Quickly across the timeline for the Redskins. Broker. Hernandez on the right side, back to Broker. They bring it out front. Leroux kicks it out left side. Code with a three. Won't go down. A rebound comes out of there to Dylan Bruce. Bruce, off it goes to Wireman. He'll bring it up, the freshman. Four counts. Off of the left side it goes, into the corner, Garavaglia. Low post it goes now. Here's McCormick, shot up, good. McGrill got a hand on it, but he just muscled it up and in and gives the Mustangs an 8-point lead. Here's Hernandez, out front. Leroux, into the corner. And Leroux trying to make the move on the right side. Holds it up. Back into the backcourt. Broker. Leroux in the corner. Now to Hernandez. They reverse it deep in the left corner. Broker. Being very patient with it.
Well, Hernandez with the ball and again being very aggressive, but unfortunately he throws it away here.
So we're going the other way. Mustangs on the attack. Ball knocked away and out of bounds by Broker. Mustang ball out of bounds at quarter across the way.
Well, Redskins really need to get a shutdown here against Couts as Couts is slowly but surely starting to stretch out that lead, now leading by 8.
Wireman back in the backcourt now. Code comes out on him, freshman on freshman. Off on the right side it goes. Murky into the corner, back to Murky. Back out front to Wireman. Wireman, Berkey on the right side, into the corner, low post, ball knocked away and out of bounds.
Good defense in the post that time by Aaron Fletcher, getting around McCormick and knocking that ball away.
Camden Kruger is going to check in. Alex Hernandez is going to get a bit of a rest. He deserves it. Here is Wireman to inbound it, launches it into the backcourt to Garavaglia. Has the ball stripped away, recovers, takes the short off-balance shot and gets it.
A nice shot there by Garavaglia as he elevated over the defender to knock down that short-range jumper.
Double-digit lead for Couts for the first time. Here it goes in the middle. Leroux takes it to the hoop, jump stops, puts it up, and gets the shot.
Good job there by Leroux. Nice little move in the post there.
That was a must bucket right there for the Redskins to keep them in the ball game. Here is Bruce with it on the left side. Fletcher comes out on him, goes to McCormick on the right side, and now to Garavaglia, fakes the 18-footer, puts it on the floor one time, brings it back into the backcourt to Berkey. Berkey, top of the circle, being challenged there by Kruger. Now brings it to Wireman, top of the circle. Wireman gives it off now to Bruce. Bruce looking low post, ball knocked away and taken away by the Redskins. Here we go the other way. Broker takes it into the hoop, scoops it up, no good. Wouldn't have counted anyway. There was a foul. And the foul is going to be on whom?
Going to call that on Alex Garavaglia. That'll be his first. Second team foul against Couts. Not a shooting situation. So Knox gets the ball out of bounds to the right of their own basket.
Ketchmark comes back in. McCormick comes out for the Mustangs. Redskins down by eight. Here it goes. Leroux to Code in the backcourt. Code, top of the circle. Gives it off now to Broker. Broker, top of the circle, backing in. Backing in. Gives it to Fletcher. He brings him back out front to Code. They reverse it right side now to Kruger. Camden puts it on the floor one time, brings it off to Leroux. Into the low post it goes, and the shot is on the glass. No good by Broker. Rebound comes out of there long for the Mustangs. Well, they got where they wanted to get it, but it didn't go in. Here come the Mustangs back on the attack. On the right side, his spin move to the baseline. Garavaglia is fouled as he makes that spin move.
Yeah, and this foul, too, is going to be on the floor. I believe that's going to go against Cooper Broker. Nope, they're going to call it on Aaron Fletcher. So on Fletcher, that'll be his second foul, third team foul against Knox. And that's going to bring Alex Hernandez back into the ballgame.
Yeah, Fletcher will come out. Mustangs to the right of the basket. Wireman will trigger. Trying to inbound at the baseline. Can't. They get it now. A nice move into the lane. The shot is up and good by Ketchmark. Good head fake, shoulder fake. Here is Hernandez on the right side. Now to Broker. Broker backing in. Spin move. Pops the shot. Won't go down. Rebound comes out of there to Bruce Dillon. Or Dillon Bruce, I should say. Here we go the other way. Mustangs up by 10. Here's a shot underneath. The shot no good. Rebound fought for. Comes out of there to Bruce. Puts it on the glass. No good. Rebound comes off long. A scramble for it. Broker comes up with it, and he is fouled by Garavaglia going for the steal.
And on Alex, that'll be his second foul.
So it'll be Redskin ball out of bounds right in front of the Knox bench, right in front of our WKVI sports microphone. Mark George, one of the honorees of the Hall of Fame tonight, was on the first team that we ever broadcast a ball game for in at Knox High School back in 1969. Still wearing his letter jacket, and it still fits. Knox on the attack. Here's Leroux outside. Goes left. Holds it up. Looking. Bounce pass into the lane, and the ball is kicked away by the Mustangs. Redskins look like they want to go inside a little bit more. What's the strategy there? Get to the free throw line, maybe? Get their big guys in foul trouble?
Getting closer to the basket.
Into the corner, Leroux. Here's a pass into the lane, knocked away and taken away. We're going the other way now. Long pass up court, Berkey. Cross-court pass, it goes. New man in the lineup, pops a three and drills it. Just coming in off the bench, Dillon Mathis drills the three, and timeout is going to be called by the Redskins. Let's pause for this 30-second timeout.
Kankakee Valley REMC is investing in the future of energy, and the future looks bright. The sun is an affordable solution to earth-friendly power and offers members affordable power through REMC's 100-kilowatt community solar program. The best part is, by participating in this program, no equipment will be at your home, and there's no installation or maintenance expense. Visit kvremc.com or call 800-552-2622.
Rob Kruger just felt this thing slipping away from him. Called that timeout, trying to regroup things here, huh?
Yeah, and the Redskins didn't really get off to a bad start, but they've just made enough mistakes that Couts has been able to take advantage of. This lead is really starting to get stretched out more than what's comfortable.
Each team has six turnovers, but the Mustangs have taken advantage of the turnovers of Knox far more than the other way around. Here goes to Broker at the high post. He goes off right side. Kruger takes it to the hoop. Nice drive. Puts it up. Won't go down, though, and a rebound comes out of there to Bruce. Oh, man, that's exactly what they wanted to do. Here's another three that is up and no good by Mathis. Rebound comes out of there to the Redskins. Here we go the other way with it. Broker on the right side. Kruger to Broker. Out front to Camden Kruger. Top of the circle. Goes to Ian Cote in the left backcourt. Ian gives it back. Now on the left side to Kruger. Cade into the corner. Hernandez back to Kruger. Now to Camden Kruger. And the ball is stolen away on the reverse pass, and a foul is going to be called.
Jared Berkey with his third steal of the first half.
Ouch, that is the seventh turnover by the Redskins tonight.
That foul is called on Cade Kruger. That's his first, fourth team foul against Knox.
That was just as they tried to reverse the ball. Good defensive read there by the Mustangs. Here is Wireman with it across the timeline. Minute 50 remaining in the first half of play. Wireman comes off from the near side to Berkey. Berkey holding it up. To the baseline it goes. Nice. Bruce puts it on the glass and scores. And, boy, was that a mismatch or what? They go to 6'4", Bruce, and Code was on him.
Well, and that was a designed curl cut for Bruce, and he did a great job coming off of it tight. That created the mismatch, and he just went straight up with the shot.
Pass into the lane. Here's a Broker with people hanging all over him. Scores in the lane. Oh, they needed that one. Off on the right side it goes. Here is a shot from the baseline that will not drop, and a rebound fought for on the floor, a scramble for it. Who has it? Knox comes up with it. Great hustle there by Hernandez.
Yeah, that's what Knox needs to do, because as far as rebounding goes, they're really outclassed here because of the size advantage for Couts. So Knox needs to get down and dirty, and they need to get those garbage rebounds.
Yeah, that's what that was. Here is Broker. In the left corner it goes, Cade Kruger. Fakes it, brings it back to Camden in the backcourt, back to Cade. Cade fakes left, goes right, outside, into the corner. Broker fakes the three, drives underneath, gets it up, and scores!
Good drive, and that's what Cooper Broker needs to be doing. He needs to use his athleticism and get some easy, quick shots.
27-16 ball game now. Counts by 11 with 25 seconds remaining in the first half of play. Let's see if they play it for one. Here is Mathis to the near side to Bruce. Broker on him. They bring it back in the backcourt to Wireman. Wireman back to Bruce on the near side. Into the corner it goes. Mathis brings it out front. Cross-court pass on the right side. Wireman with 5 seconds to go. Wireman puts it on the floor. Out front he goes. Goes right now into the corner. Here is the three-pointer that is in and out. No good at the buzzer. Time runs out in the first half of play. And the first half ends with the score. The Counts Mustangs 27 and the Knox Redskins 16. And we've got a lot to talk about here at halftime. We'll give you the scoring rundown and the other statistics. We'll catch you up on what else is going on around the area in high school basketball. And we'll talk a bit more about the Hall of Fame night here at Knox High School. We'll do all of that after this timeout.
What's good about Dairy Queen? Dilly bars, DQ cakes, blizzards, and the $5 buck lunch. Stop in for the $5 buck lunch with an entree, fresh hot fries, your choice of an ice-cold Coca-Cola product, and a soft-serve sundae flavor of your choice. Available every day from 11 to 4. Have a $5 buck lunch exclusively at Dairy Queen. Proud to support high school sports on US 35 Monticello Street in Winnemac. Find out what's good about Dairy Queen.
Farm Fertilizers and Seeds is proud to be our area's newest sales representatives for Pioneer Hybrid Seed. This is Andy Awol. Pioneer offers top-of-the-line genetics, a complete portfolio including alfalfa and wheat seed, and cutting-edge seed traits and technologies. Combined with exceptional financing options, Pioneer provides the total package, one that we are proud to be able to offer our customers. If you are currently working with a Pioneer sales representative, you have made a good choice. If you aren't, let Farm Fertilizers and Seeds show you how Pioneer can work on your farm. Call us today at 867-2441 to answer any of your questions.
Update from First Farmers Bank and Trust. Do we have any good news on deposit rates?
Harvest Rewards checking is outstanding.
Great. What's the interest rate?
I can't tell you. Legal won't let me.
Okay, then write it down and show me. No way. On checking?
Harvest Rewards checking at First Farmers Bank and Trust.
I know the rate. What about the listeners?
FFBT.com or call any office or stop by.
There you have it. Another reason to bank at First Farmers Bank and Trust.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the way home from the game, a deer jumps in front of your truck. And now you've got to get that truck repaired. Make it easy on yourself. Take it to Mark's Body Shop. Mark's has done expert auto body service since 1998 and will work with you and your insurance provider for collision repair, custom body paint, and insurance work. And all work guaranteed by owner Mark Shell. Mark's Body Shop, proud to support high school sports. 772-7003.
Welcome to the Jim Dobson Halftime Show on K99.3. Here's Harold Welter.
The Cubs Mustangs outscored the Knox Redskins 16-10 in the first quarter and then 11-6 in the second quarter to lead by 11 here at the half, 27-16. There were three lead changes, one tie. Turnovers were even, seven for each team, but as we mentioned earlier, Couts able to take advantage of the Knox turnovers far more often than the Redskins were able to take advantage of the Mustangs' turnovers. So here at halftime, the Couts Mustangs looking for their seventh win of the year, leading the Knox Redskins 27-16. We'll be back with the statistics for that first half after this timeout.
At Jim Dobson Ford in Winnemac,
we're selling cars at the
bottom line.
We're getting down to the
bottom line.
We're the bottom line dealer. Come in, you'll find we've got the best deals around.
That's the bottom line.
At Jim Dobson Ford in Winnemac, it's all about customer service, giving you the best deal around. It's why we've been in business since 1972.
We're the bottom line dealer. Come in, you'll find we've got the best deals around.
That's the bottom line.
Well, let's take a look at the individual statistics for that first half. Nathan, what can you tell us?
Participated in the 2015-16 wrestling sectionals today at LaPorte High School. Knox wrestling team plays sixth overall in today's sectionals. Being recognized here tonight are the wrestlers that will be advancing on to next weekend's wrestling regionals for the Crown Point. 172-pound weight class, Matt Potthoff. Record of 20 wins and 11 losses. Chase Perry.
Well, once again, the score here at halftime, Couts 27, Knox 16. Scoring-wise for Couts leading the way in that category was Trevor McCormick, along with Dylan Bruce, each with 8 points apiece. Ethan Ketchmark had six, rounding out the scoring for Couts. Dylan Mathis with three, and Alex Garavaglio with two for the Knox Redskins. They were led in scoring by Cooper Broker, who had 5 points. After that, Alex Hernandez had four. Ian Code added three, and rounding out the scoring for the Redskins, Brad Leroux with two. Rebounding, Couts out-rebounded Knox 13-4. Dylan Bruce had nine rebounds for the Couts Mustangs, while Alex Hernandez had two of Knox's four rebounds. Team steals, Couts had six, while Knox had three. For Couts, they were led in that category by Jared Berkey with three steals. Aaron Fletcher had two for Knox and made three-pointers. Knox had two, while Couts had one. For the Redskins, Ian Code and Cooper Broker each hit one. Dylan Mathis had the lone made three-pointer for Couts.
The fact is that the Couts Mustangs have a lot of weapons, and they're exhibiting them here tonight. But that the difference in the rebounding, as you pointed out, man, that really really is hurting the Redskins. And as we were gathered here at halftime, some wrestlers from Knox were introduced here. I assume they had some success at the sectional today, and we'll try to pick up the information on that before the evening expires here. Well, it is Hall of Fame night here at Knox High School, and in case you joined us late, three former athletes here at Knox were inducted into the Hall of Fame in the class of 2016. Tammy Stibbe Dirt graduated in 1990, Josh McLaughlin in 1998, and Mark George back in 1970. And they were all recognized here in pregame activities, as a lot of the former inductees were also here to be recognized and to welcome the new members to the Hall of Fame. And again, we'll remind you that we'll have our conversation that we had with those three new inductees on the Saturday Sports Line next week here on WKBI. Speaking of next week, we've got a lot of sectional basketball action coming your way as the girls' tournament gets underway, and we're going to be over at Hebron for the opening night on Tuesday, on Wednesday, the semifinal round on Friday, and the championship game one week from tonight over at the Hebron sectional, where we've got four of our area teams involved, Knox and North Judson, Winnemac and Oregon Davis, kind of like the old days, and we'll have that sectional on K99.3, and the Culver 1A sectional, which will involve the South Central the Lady Satellites and the La Crosse Lady Tigers and other area teams. You can hear that sectional on our sister station, Max 98.3. Well, here at halftime, the Counts Mustangs leading the Knox Redskins by a score of 27-16. And we'll be back with the second half after this timeout.
Kokomo Green. Service, strength, integrity. And to that slogan, Kokomo Grain adds one more supporter of high school sports. Kokomo Grain on the south side of Winnemac is proud to have served area farmers for over 60 years. Now the people at Kokomo Grain are proud to support the student athletes and coaches from our area teams. Kokomo Grain, service, strength, integrity, and supporter of high school sports. Open weekdays 7:30 to 4:30 Eastern or call 800-666-0613.
Back here at Harold Weinberg Gymnasium in Knox. Again, at halftime, Counts leading Knox 27-16. And the Knox Redskins, really it came down to the story of turnovers. The rebounding statistic isn't all that surprising. Again, unofficially, Counts out-rebounded Knox 13-4. Not really surprised with that, but the turnovers that Knox had, a lot of those turnovers came after they had forced a turnover. So they weren't able to take advantage as well as what Counts was. And Counts, as a team, had six steals in that first half. So, the Redskins are giving them extra possessions in a game where they really don't need that kind of help.
The halftime report has been brought to you by Jim Dobson Ford Mercury, treating you like family since 1972. Okay, second half action just about ready to get underway. Let's update you on some scores in boys basketball. New Prairie leading South Central after one quarter, 13-8. The last we heard, Triton was leading North Judson 12-8 at the end of the first quarter. At halftime in girls basketball, Hoosier North Athletic Conference contest, LaVille leading Culver 22-12.
Actually, I've got another update on that North Judson Triton game at the half. Triton now leading North Judson 32-11.
Ouch. Okay, the Mustangs with the ball and the lead as we start the second half here at Harold Weinberg Gymnasium. Mustangs on the attack, and here's the ball knocked away, almost stolen away. A foul is going to be called on the Mustangs, and that's going to go as a turnover. And there was a race to the ball that was knocked free, and Fletcher got there, and the Mustangs, was that on Bruce?
Yeah, that's his first foul.
Bruce is called for the foul, and that's a turnover against Counts on the opening possession of the second half. Let's see if the Redskins can take advantage of it, as they're going right to left as we look at the court here at Harold Weinberg Gym. Here is Broker at the baseline, forces a shot up, no good, tips it, the rebound into the backcourt. Off it comes now. Here is Hernandez, drives into the paint, gives it off to Broker, and as he fakes to drive to the hoop, he spins his wheels and turns it over.
Well, again, the Redskins not able to take advantage of the Counts turnover.
Yeah,
they're going to go with the full court press now.
Let's see how that works out. Challenging the Mustangs all over the court. Off on the left side it goes to Jared Berkey. Berkey out front to McCauley. They reverse it. Right side, Garavilla looking inside. Can't get it there. Out front it'll go. Now they lob it to Bruce underneath. Puts it on the glass. Won't go down. Gets his own rebound. Shot is up and good. Man, there's not anything you can do when you're 5'11 and he's 6'4 and put together like he is. Okay, Redskins down by 13. trying to get their first score of the second half. Here's Hernandez with it on the left side. Into the backcourt it goes. Cote. Now to Hernandez. Back to Cote. Puts it on the floor. Looking at that zone defense of the Mustangs. And into the backcourt it goes now to Kruger. Right side to Cote. Cote holds up, can't get it to Booker. Out front it goes. Hernandez fakes the shot, brings it back to the near side, and it's stolen away again. And here's Berkey taking it to the hole. His shot is up and good, or rather that's Garavaglia on the steal, on the score, and the Redskins are down by 15. And that is about the third time where the Redskins are trying to reverse it, that the Mustangs have just read that reversal, and they get the easy pick. Garavaglia buries the free throw to complete the three-point play. And here we are, going the other way with it. And the Redskins being patient, but now they're going to have to be patient in a hurry. On the right side, it goes. Here's Broker out front with a three. Oh, man, they needed that.
Second three-pointer of the game for Broker.
And here come the Mustangs back on the attack. Early in the third quarter, lob pass. Underneath it goes to Bruce. He puts it up and good. Man, no answer for that.
Well, a double-double for Bruce now at this point, 12 points and 10 rebounds.
Wow. Here is Broker faking the three, brings it back in the backcourt to Cote. He comes to the near side. Hernandez driving toward the paint, brings it back in the backcourt. Kruger to Cote, drives right, pulls it outside. Fletcher, Hernandez, left side, hitting Kruger's three, drills it. Good ball movement and great patience by the Redskins on that one.
Yeah, they've got 4 3-pointers in the ball game right now, and that's going to be big. If they can keep hitting like that, it's really going to help them get back into this game.
Here is the outside shot. McCormick drills the 15-footer, coming off a nice screen.
So you got to find a way to get shutdowns to go along with those 3-pointers.
Yeah. Here is Kruger, now to the near side. Hernandez looking. Faking left, going right, brings it back to Cote in the backcourt, back to Hernandez in the corner, Broker. Broker drives toward the middle, in the paint, he is bumped and fouled. Let's see on whom the infraction is going to be levied. They're going to say it's Garavaglia.
On Alex, that'll be his third foul, second team foul against Couts.
He'll come out of the ball game, and Brent Wireman, the freshman, will come back in for the Mustangs. Here is Kruger to inbound it. Goes to Broker in the backcourt. On the left side. Now to Cote. Cote, top of the circle, tries to penetrate. Kicks it out on the left side. Hernandez looks inside. Now here is Broker with another three. Won't go down this time. And a rebound comes out of there to guess who? Dylan Bruce. Bruce the wireman across the timeline with it. On the right side it goes. To catch Mark. Skip pass. Now to Bruce down the lane. Rolls it off the fingers and scores.
And Dylan Bruce really putting together a good game for Couts, both scoring and rebounding.
Broker, here is Cote's three, will not go down. Rebound comes out of there to Wireman. Redskins might have pulled the trigger a little bit quickly that trip down. Here is Wireman out front with it. Fakes right, goes left, brings it outside now to Bruce. Into the corner, now low post, and scramble for the ball. Shot is up and good and one. Redskin fans thought maybe there should have been an offensive foul there on McCormick as he blasted his way down low and bumped one of the Redskin defenders hard, but instead he gets the loose ball and scores and draws the foul.
That foul's on Cooper Broker, his first.
Free throw is up and good. So now the Mustangs on the verge of putting this one away here midway through the third quarter of play. Off it comes now to Hernandez. Hernandez, back in the backcourt, fakes right, goes left, now pops the three. That was Kruger. Shot won't go down. Out of bounds it goes off of the Mustangs. Checking back into the lineup will be Brad Leroux, as Hernandez will get some rest for the Redskins. Here's the lob pass to Leroux. Off it goes. Broker in the paint. Fires the fadeaway. Shot won't go. Rebound hauled off by Dylan Bruce again. He unloads it now. to Mathis. Mathis to the near side, Wireman. Inside it goes. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. A little hand checking there by Leroux, I believe.
Got another girls basketball score update at the end of the third quarter. LaVille leading Culver 43-19.
Here's a pass out front into the low post. It goes. Bruce takes it to the hole and scores. Man, they know where their strength is, don't they? Here comes Broker with it for the Redskins into the paint. He is fouled as he drives to the hoop. And the foul is going to be on Ethan Ketchmark.
On Ketchmark, that'll be his first foul. Third team foul against Couts. Knox still has not attempted a free throw in the game.
Code from the deep in the left corner fires the three up and good.
Second made three-pointer for Ian Code.
And here is Wireman with it on the left side. To the top of the circle. They look low. Can't get it there. They bring it off right side. Wireman fakes the shot. Pulls back on the dribble. Looking now. To Bruce. Lob pass. There it goes. Can't quite get to it this time. He goes head over heels into the end zone, made a great effort.
Yeah, and he smacked his head pretty hard on the floor.
Yeah.
Started to chuckle a little bit because Ian Code went running over to help him out and then realized that would be like a mosquito trying to help an elephant up off the ground. But, Dylan Bruce really took a nasty fall there and smacked the back of his head on the floor. He's still down now getting checked out by the trainers.
Wow. 43-25, Mustangs by 18 with 2:46 remaining in the third quarter of play. I'm out on the floor while they attend to Dylan Bruce. And, boy, I tell you what, he's been the man of the hour for the Mustangs, and they recognize that. He's doing it all for them tonight, taking advantage of his size, not only his 6'4 height, but he's a well-put-together 6'4. I mean, if they had football at Couts, this guy would be playing offensive and defensive tackle.
Well, so far in the game, he's got 16 points and 12 rebounds, and there's still 2:46 left to go in the third, so if he is able to go, I mean, we could be talking about one of the best games of his career. We got another score update at halftime. South Central now leading New Prairie 25-24.
Great matchup there. South Central Satellites, of course, got a big win in the Porter County Conference last night, kept their hopes alive in the PCC with that win over La Crosse last night, and they're a team that's starting to put it together. How about that game that Clint Daniel had 7 three-pointers for the Satellites last night?
Well, and apparently the way they got the lead, David Williams hit a half-court shot to give South Central that one-point halftime lead.
Wow. Okay, 43-25 as they're continuing to attend to Dylan Bruce. Let's take this 30-second timeout. We'll be right back here at courtside at Harold Weinberg Gymnasium and resume the game after this 30-second timeout.
We wish you a very happy holiday season. Canby Chevrolet and Buick is offering special holiday pricing now on all new and pre-driven vehicles. Save up to $10,000 on a brand new four-wheel drive Chevy Silverado crew cab. Or drive a new 2015 Chevy Trax for only $144 a month and only $144 down. Happy holidays from Canby Chevrolet and Buick. Visit us online at canbyauto.com or wkvi.com.
Dylan Bruce has been taken out of the gym, taken to the dressing room. He really did take a tumble, and that's a possible, I'd say, possible concussion right there. Ooh. So the Redskins have the ball, but fortunately for Couts, their big ace is out of the ball game. But they've got a big enough lead. They should be able to take care of business. Here's a pass underneath to Broker. His shot is blocked out of bounds. He challenged the Mustangs underneath, tried to draw that foul. But as you pointed out, they haven't shot a free throw yet. Here is the pass to Broker, and he is fouled this time as they try to deny the pass to him at the baseline. Ketchmark will be called for the foul.
On Ethan, that'll be his second foul.
Redskin ball out of bounds to the left of the basket. Broker will trigger. Inbounds it to Leroux. Back to Broker. Leroux out front with it. Now to Code on the right side. Into the backcourt, Kruger. Cade comes to the near side, Broker. Broker, left side of Fletcher. To the backcourt, Code left side. Now to Leroux, top of the circle, fires the jump shot. Good!
Nice shot there by Brad Leroux, his second field goal of the game.
McCormick didn't follow him out there, and he should have. 43-27 ball game, 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter of play. Off it comes on the left side now to Berkey, into the lane. Here is the off-balance shot and a whistle. Travel is going to be the call. Great defense in the lane by the Redskins that time.
Well, and I mean, they're doing as much as they can with the little bit of size that they do have. Aaron Fletcher's really actually playing a lot bigger than what he is. He's doing a nice job holding his own against the big guys from Couts.
Hernandez is back into the lineup. Here's a steal going the other way. Wireman behind the back dribble takes it to the hole and scores on the turnover.
Nice move there by Brent Wireman going behind the back and splitting between Code and Broker to get that layup.
That's why that freshman is on the varsity right there. Here is Broker to the near side. They reverse it. Left side to Kruger. Goes to Fletcher, out front. Broker fakes the three, drives right, spin move in the lane, launches the shot, no good. Rebound comes off long to Mathis, brings it up the left side, on the dribble, behind the back, pulls it back into the backcourt to Wireman. Minute 10 remaining in the third quarter of play. 45-27, Mustangs by 18. Here is Wireman on the left side with it. Free throw line extended. Out front it goes. Mathis for three, drills it.
That's his second three-pointer of the ball game.
Yeah, the first one came, the first touch he had of the ball coming off of the bench. Here is Kruger. Now to Code in the right backcourt. Code to the left side on the reversal. Again, they steal it, and it's up court to Wireman, and it's knocked away. Travel is going to be the call against the Mustangs. So the Redskins get a bit of a break there. Leroux's going to check back in, as is Camden Kruger for the Redskins. Cade Kruger and in Code will come out. 41 seconds remaining in the third quarter of play. And Broker will bring it up. Looks over at Coach Kruger. Just dribbling it out there. They're going to play it for one. And this is, you're down by this many. You might as well try to do what you like to do and work the clock here. You might have an opportunity in a future game to make something like this count. But here is Broker taking it to the hole, and as he does, he is fouled. Not a shooting situation, though, as he pointed out.
That foul is going to go on Dylan Mathis. That'll be his first foul. And the 15th foul against Couts.
Camden Kruger will trigger to the right of the basket for the Redskins. Goes where? Into the corner. Ball booted away and out of bounds by the Mustangs. Trevor McCormick. And again, Camden Kruger will trigger, this time a little further down the baseline. Looking. Goes inbounds now to Hernandez. Looks low post to Fletcher. Can't get it to him. Brings it back to Broker in the backcourt. Now into the middle it goes. Leroux in the paint. Spins away. Goes to Broker. He fires the three-pointer. No good. A rebound comes out of there to McCormick. This time will run out of the third quarter of play with the score. Couts 48, Knox 27. Let's pause for the 60-second timeout.
Collins Insurance want you to be safe. For fast, free quotes on high-risk auto or any other insurance needs, call anytime, 772-6844. Don't get caught without insurance. Let Jim help you through the process of getting the right insurance to meet your needs. Stop in and see Jim and the staff in downtown Knox. At Collins Insurance, they appreciate your business.
It's cold outside, and what better way to warm up than think summer with Culver Portside Marina. Right now, get incredible deals on pontoons. Ask about the Hurricane. It's the premier family boat. For those who share a passion for fishing, Polarcraft is the choice that'll give you a smooth ride and high-class details. It may be cold outside, but things are getting warmed up at Culver Portside Marina, located at 514 West Mill Street. Proud to support area high school sports. Stop in or call them at 842-5000.
Hickory Creek at Winnemac, a skilled nursing facility, has provided quality health care to Pulaski and surrounding counties for over 44 years. Hickory Creek at Winnemac, proud to support high school sports in the Kankakee Valley. Well, again, as we said, when the Redskins got blasted a couple of weeks ago by Winnemac, you have to give them credit for trying to do what Rob Kruger wants them to do. They're just outmanned. They don't have a good matchup on the court. Okay. Here come the Redskins on the attack as we start the fourth quarter of play. Broker from the baseline with a soft jumper up and good.
Well, that's the good matchup the Redskins have. Cooper Broker really matches up really well at three positions. It's really the inside, the post play, where Couts has just been overpowering Knox.
Here's Wireman with it on the right side. Broker comes out on him. Goes to the baseline right, backing in. The ball is stripped away and knocked out of bounds. Almost picked there as Broker doubles down at the baseline, helping out on the defense. Almost had the pick. Wireman to the right of the basket, goes into the corner. Here's Mathis, jumper, will not drop. Rebound to Broker for Knox. Here we go the other way with it. Broker shifts gears into the paint, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Broker wasn't looking to shoot there. He was going to dish it off to a teammate. So the foul is going to go on Dylan Mathis, and that'll be Redskin ball out of bounds. Broker will trigger, inbounds it to Camden Kruger. Puts it on the floor, back in the backcourt, Leroux. Leroux, top of the circle, holds up his dribble now, gives it to Broker, fakes the three, drives along the baseline, feeds it back down to Fletcher, into the paint, kicks it outside. Leroux from outside, jumper, won't go down. A rebound comes out of there to the Mustangs. Ketchmark brings it out of there. Here's Wireman with it across the timeline. Berkey on the near side. Berkey puts it on the floor. They go to the high post to Ketchmark. Ketchmark wings it back down to Wireman in the left backcourt. Wireman with Broker on him brings it out front. Mathis with a three. Shot hard off the glass. No good. Rebound comes out of there to Fletcher for Knox. Gives it up to Broker. Broker across the timeline with it. Into the corner it goes. Leroux looking. Launches into the backcourt now. Camden Kruger. Camden holds it up. Gives it off to Leroux. Loses the handle. Gets it back to Camden. Camden gives it up to Leroux. He tries to drive. A scramble for it. Travel is going to be the call as he tries to split the defense. The defense collapses and he drags his pivot to it.
Another score update in boys basketball action at the end of the third quarter. Triton leading North Judson 52-17.
And here come the Mustangs back on the attack. Back in the lineup is going to come Garavaglia. He got a little foul trouble. Back in the lineup now with 6:15 remaining in the ball game. Here is Ketchmark. Back into the backcourt it goes to McCormick. McCormick, they wing it off on the left side to Garavaglia, and he is fouled by Broker. You know, when you look down this Couts roster, and of course they play in the Porter County Conference, and for you old-timers like me, you look at names like Ketchmark and McCormick, and you think, shouldn't they be playing for lacrosse? Here is the pass into the right corner, Garavaglia. Low post it goes. McCormick shot up on the glass, no good. He gets his own rebound, though, and he is hammered there by Broker. He's going to keep him from scoring that bucket, but he draws the foul. Fletcher's going to be called for the foul, not Broker. McCormick at the line. Picks it up. Spins out on it. Oh, man, all the way around the world, and it kicks out on it.
Well, McCormick was 5-for-5 up until that point.
Fletcher's going to come out of the ball game and in for the first time tonight. It's going to come Jonathan Tolson, the 6'3 junior, still hobbling a little bit from that injury. Second free throw is up, no good. Tipped into the backcourt. It comes up to Code across the timeline. Code holds it up. Broker fires the NBA three. Won't go down. A rebound to Hernandez in the paint. In trouble. Gets it out to Code for another three attempt that will not go down. Rebound to Broker, and a foul is going to be called.
Yep, and Broker's going to get a technical there. Going after that rebound, he had one of the Couts players wrapped up and just threw him to the ground. So that's going to be a technical foul on Cooper Broker, and I think the officials might be discussing right now whether or not he's going to be allowed to stay in the game.
Well, I think, though, that there was a foul before that was called.
And I think that, too, is going to go on Cooper for going over the back.
No, I thought one of the Mustangs went over the back, but we'll see.
Cooper got wrapped up with the Mustang player.
And Jimmy Arnett, the veteran official.
Yeah, that foul is actually going to be called on Jonathan Tolson. So you've got the personal foul on Tolson and the technical foul on Broker.
Technical foul on Broker, and he'll come out of the ball game. Well, that'll send Garavaglia to the free throw line, I believe, for the Couch Mustangs. And that'll go as a turnover against the Redskins. With 5:41 remaining in the ball game, and the Mustangs leading 48-29, Jimmy Arnett comes over and has a conversation with Coach Rob Kruger of the Redskins. And I guess I saw it entirely differently than what the officials did, but I am not wearing a striped shirt. There's still a discussion going on.
The over-the-back call was on Jonathan Tolson, and I think the confusion was which free throws they were going to do first. They're doing the technical free throws first.
Jimmy Arnett says he got it right. He's listening to the radio.
So, multitasking.
First free throw, no good. Second one by Garavaglia is good. That gives the Mustangs a 20-point lead at 49-29. You know, the really good officials have a lot of fun officiating basketball. Don't let the tension get too bad out there. Okay, Mustangs on the attack. After the technical foul, here's Wireman taking it to the hoop and scoring.
Nice quick move there by Brent Wireman.
Tell you, that freshman's got a great future with the Mustangs. Here is Code with a three. He drills it. Speaking of freshmen with great futures, here's one for Knox.
Yeah, that's the third made three-pointer by Ian Code.
And I almost called him by his brother's name because his brother's sitting over over there, and he was a great one for Knox just a few years ago. And, of course, his sister sitting over there, too. She's a member of that Redskin, Lady Redskin team, headed to the sectional next week. Here is Mustangs.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, speaking of the Lady Redskins, they got a very favorable draw in that Hebron sectional. It's going to be interesting to see what Knox is able to do.
Yeah, they're going to play a Hebron team that they lost to the first game of the season by 2 points. Foul is going to be called. And Berkey at the free throw, McCormick at the free throw line. 4:45 remaining. Yeah, a favorable draw on the Hebron sectional means you're in the opposite bracket of Oregon Davis.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, Hebron and North Newton also got favorable draws.
Second free throw. McCormick hits them both. 53-32, biggest lead of the night for the Mustangs. And here is Camden Cougar to LaRoe. They reverse it right side. It goes to Hernandez. Now to Code for three. Drills it again.
Number four for Ian Code, and he keeps scooting further and further back.
4:25 remaining in the ballgame. And the Mustangs have been in control since early on. Here's a lob pass. Baseline left it goes. Shot on the glass is up and good. Again, using the height advantage of Ethan Ketchmark, the Mustangs score. Here is Code. LaRoe drives left. Kicks it outside. Camden Kruger with a three. In and out. No good. Rebound to LaRoe, though. Great job on the boards there by LaRoe. Here's Hernandez into the paint. Kicks it outside. Tolson gives it up now to Code, right side. LaRoe looking inside, holds up, gives it off now. Code again for three. Shot won't go this time. Rebound comes out of there to Garavaglia. Long pass up court. On the break, going the other way. The shot is up and good by Berkey. Great transition. Best transition of the night for either team right there. And here is Camden Cougar underneath. His shot is blocked, but a foul is going to be called.
And with 3:25 left to go in the ballgame, the Knox Redskins will get their first free throw attempts.
They've drawn some fouls, but they haven't got them at the right time. And so Camden Cougar will step to the free throw line. to shoot the free throws for the Redskins. First one on its way, and no good. He gets another one. Collision Auto Body Repair and Towing, providing expert collision repair and towing service in North Jepson since 1970. Call 896-5339 or find them on the web at collisionautobody.net. Second shot by Kerr is up and in and out, no good. Rebound. Scrap four, fought for, and it goes out of bounds off of the Redskins as Fletcher had the steal, lost his footing, and went out of bounds. 3:21 remaining. Full court pressure by the Redskins. Inbounds pass to Wireman. Garavaglia up court quickly. Goes off right side. Shot up no good by Ketchmark. Rebound comes out of there. McCormick, his shot no good. Rebound to the Mustangs again. Back to McCormick. Rather to Ketchmark. Back in the backcourt now it comes. Low post. McCormick outside. Ketchmark. Now it goes to Berkey in the left backcourt. Berkey puts it on the floor. Brings it back to the near side. Garavaglia. To the high post. McCormick. Just playing a little keep away right now. Now to Wireman. Wireman reverses it. Garavaglia on the left side. Out front, top of the circle. Brings it back near side to Wireman. Wireman, again, looking inside. Can't get it there. Man-to-man defense by the Redskins. And off it comes now. They go inside, and it's knocked away and out of bounds. Off of the Redskins as they double team the low post man.
I've got a final score for in girls basketball action. LaVille defeated Culver by a final score of 55-31.
Long pass into the backcourt, and Wireman brings it back across the 10-second line for the Mustangs. 2:05 remaining. Pass to the baseline. Shot on the glass is up and good. Nice cut along the baseline there for Garavaglia for the score. And here is Cougar taking it to the hoop. Shot is up, no good, but he was fouled. So Camden Cougar will be back at the free throw line for the Redskins. And Cam Cougar steps to the free throw line again. Less than 2 minutes to go in the game. Free throw is up, in and out, no good. Stay tuned after the game. We'll talk with Coach Rob Cougar. We'll have our play of the game, our player of the game. Have the post-game statistics. Bring you up to date on everything that's happening in local high school sports. Second free throw on its way, and no good. Rebound in the air. Scramble four comes out of there to the Mustangs, pushing it the other way. Across the timeline, they're up 59-35. And here is Ketchmark at the baseline. Loses the handle on it. Ball knocked away and stolen away by the Redskins. Cougar to Cougar. Ready to Fletcher, Cougar in the lane. His shot is up, no good. Rebound comes out of there to the Mustangs. They boot it out of bounds. A couple of substitutions coming in for the Knox Redskins. And Redskins have it to the left of the basket. New man in the lineup for the Mustangs as well. Minute 25 remaining. Cade Cougar will inbound it. Goes to Tolson inside. Hooks the shot up and good.
Nice move there in the post by Jonathan Tolson.
Redskins doing a little token pressure defense here. Here it goes inside. Backing in. They bring it back outside. Goes to Berkey. Now to Wireman in the left backcourt. Wireman back to Berkey on the left side. Berkey to the high post. They bring it back right side to Wireman. 50 seconds remaining in the game, and the Mustangs just playing catch with it out here. Here is the fadeaway shot. That is no good. A rebound to Tolson for Knox. Gives it up now to Cade Cougar. Cougar Left side it goes. Back to Cougar. Cougar brings it out front to Cam Cougar. Now to Tolson. Takes the three. Puts it on the floor. Back to Cam Cougar. Loses the handle. Picks it up. In the left backcourt. Now puts it on the floor. Backs in. Can't drive through. Goes in the corner. Brings it back now. Kate Cougar with a three. Won't go down. Rebound. Fought for. And it's knocked out of bounds off of the Mustangs with 16 seconds remaining. A couple more substitutions coming in for the Mustangs here. And here's a lob pass into the backcourt. Off it goes now. Cam Cougar in the paint. Brings it out to Tolson for three. Yes! That'll probably be the last points of the game. Right there as time clicks down. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and it's all over. The final score will read the Counts Mustangs 59 and the Knox Redskins 40. We've got a lot to talk about on the post-game show, so do stay tuned for that, and we'll be back after this timeout.
Has the volatility in the stock market in recent weeks made you nervous about your retirement income? If so, you need to know that there are investment vehicles available to help you achieve your financial goals. I'm Harold Welter, and at Financial Partners, we've been helping our clients manage market risk for over 40 years. If you're concerned about your retirement income plan, call Financial Partners at 772-2300 or stop in at 1001 South Roosevelt Road in Knox, and let's talk about your financial future.
Securities offered through Sigma Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Partners is independent of Sigma Financial Corporation.
At BP, we know you have more important things to do than worry about the quality of your gasoline. Important things like teaching your 15-year-old daughter how to drive stick in your new sports car.
Was that expensive?
So go ahead and focus on exercising patience, understanding, and unconditional love.
Oopsie-daisy.
And we'll focus on the quality of your gas. You have places to go. Let us worry about getting you there. BP Gasoline with Invigorate. Fuel the journey.
High school sports brought to you by Zingo Express, your BP station in Knox.
One name, two convenient locations, adds up to a great deal for you.
Braun Chevrolet Buick and Braun Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Winnemac.
When you're considering purchasing your next new car, minivan, SUV, full-size van, or pickup truck, visit one of the Braun dealerships for great selection, personal service, and big savings.
One name, two convenient locations.
Braun Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Braun Chevrolet Buick, both on US 35 South. In Winnemac.
When you grow up on the land, you have an appreciation for it. When you grow up and work on a family farm, on land that is shared by members of a family all working together as a team, that appreciation grows even more. Brad and Todd Lawrence know what that's like, and they know what it's like to work as a team to get the job done. At Lawrence Brothers Farms of Knox, they support the local high school teams and wish them success all through the season.
When we hear the great efforts of the athletes of our area, the Catholic Churches of the Kankakee Valley burst with pride because these young people are great examples of people working together to strive for the success of the team, putting selfishness aside for the good of all. Congratulations to all of our area athletes for being willing to set this kind of example for their teammates, for their fellow students, and for all of us. The Catholic Churches of the Kankakee Valley, including St. Thomas Aquinas in Knox and Holy Cross in Hamlet, open to, supportive of, and hopeful for the youth of our area.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this?
Yes.
And what about this?
Yes.
Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Welcome to the Coca-Cola postgame show. Once again, let's get back to Harold and Nathan Welcher.
The Counts Mustangs outscored Knox 16-10 in the first quarter and then 11-6 in the second quarter to lead by 11 at the half, 27-16. Then they really broke it open in the third quarter, outscoring the Redskins 21-11. They led 48-27 heading into the final stanza. And in that final stanza, Knox outscores Counts 13-11, but it was too little too late. And the Mustangs won it by a score of 59-40. There were three lead changes in the ballgame. One tie. Counts took the lead for good at 8-6 in the first quarter. Not a lot of turnovers, surprisingly, but the turnovers were a big factor in the ball game. Counts turned the ball over only 10 times. Knox turned it over 13 times. But as we've said several times during the course of the game, it was what Counts did with the ball after the Redskins turned it over that turned out to be a big factor in the ball game. They scored on so many of those 13 turnovers that while there weren't, I mean, any coach can say, hey, if I can keep it to 13 turnovers a game, I'm going to be pretty happy. But when eight or nine of those turn it into scores for the other team, and the other team turns it over 10 times, and you only score twice off of that, then that becomes a problem.
Yeah, and it was a big problem for the Redskins from start to finish. And, you know, credit Counts with doing a nice job of taking advantage of all those opportunities, because that's what turnovers are. When you force turnovers, you're creating new possessions for yourself. And Counts not only created those new possessions, but they took advantage for the most part.
Well, once again, though, I think, and we'll talk with Rob Kruger here in a minute, but one of the things I thought that was a plus for the Redskins is, despite the fact that they were outmanned at virtually every position, particularly underneath the basket with the size disadvantage they had, they continued to try to run the offense as Rob Kruger wanted them to run the offense, and did defensively, I guess, what you can do when you're outsized at every position.
Well, taking a look at the individual statistics for tonight's game for the Counts Mustangs, they were led in scoring by Dylan Bruce, who had 16 points despite the fact that he had to leave in the third quarter due to an injury. Again, he took a really bad fall and whacked his head pretty hard on the floor, had to be helped out of the gym. So we certainly hope he's okay. After that, Trevor McCormick had 15 points. He was followed by Alex Garavaglia, as well as Ethan Ketchmark, both with 8 points apiece. After that, Dylan Mathis had 6 points. Brent Wireman had 4. And rounding out the scoring for the Counts Mustangs was Jared Berkey with 2 points. For the Knox Redskins, they were led in scoring by Ian Code and Cooper Broker, who each had 12 points apiece. After that, Jonathan Tolson had 5. Alex Hernandez and Brad Leroux each added 4 points, and rounding out the scoring for Knox, Cade Kruger with 3. Rebounding-wise, Counts out-rebounded Knox 27-11. Team steals, Counts had 7, while Knox had 4. For Counts, Jared Berkey had 4 of those 7 steals, while for Knox, Aaron Fletcher had 3 of their 4. At the free throw line, Counts went 9-12. Knox was 0-4. And made 3-pointers. Knox hit 8 3-pointers in that game, while Counts had 2. Both of Counts' made 3-pointers came from Dylan Mathis. For the Redskins, Ian Code had 4 of their 8 3-pointers.
The final score once again, the Counts Mustangs 59 and the Knox Redskins 40. The post-game show has been brought to you by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Buy, drink, smile, Coke. And we'll be back with the Stark County Co-op Play of the Game after this dive out.
Service, professionalism, and expertise is what sets Stark County Co-op apart. Informed, dependable service for grain, seed, fertilizer, site-specific applications, chemicals, LP, and petroleum. It's our goal to provide area customers with the highest quality products and services available so you can profitably manage your operation. For 80 years, your co-op has been serving people just like you. Stark County Co-op at 2 locations, in Hamlet and Brems.
It's time now for the Stark County Co-op Play of the Game. Now let's return to the voices of Sportsline Live, Harold and Nathan Welter.
Well, we'll have the Stark County Co-op play of the game here in just a minute. But before that, let's bring Rob Kruger in, the head coach of the Knox Redskins, as Redskins losing a tough one to Couts 59-40. And all the things we talked about in the pregame show, Rob, came to pass. You had to deal with their the size disadvantage inside and then the turnovers. When you got a turnover, you weren't able to take advantage of it. When they got a turnover, they did take advantage of it. That really turned out to be the ball game right there, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had problems with their big bigs, and you know, we didn't have an answer for them. And you know, you can spend all week preparation and still get beat on that. But you know, honestly, I feel like I kind of let the kids down a little bit. Didn't have them totally ready for that type of offensive game that they presented. Two entirely different styles of basketball this weekend. You have you know, Washington Township likes to get the ball up and down the floor. They play strictly man-to-man. And then, you know, you have Couts, who has the big kids. And, you know, they slow the game down. And they work and work and work until they get the shot they want.
Coach, I'm going to say that I think you're being a little hard on yourself. You can't coach them to be 6'5".
No, but I mean, there are little adjustments and tweaks that you can make that you know, if you spend a whole week getting ready for that, you know, you can do some things to slow them down a little bit. You know, so it's a loss all the way around. I feel responsible for it. I'm sure kids feel partially responsible for it too. So, you know, we've got to learn from this and move on next week, because they were coming February next week in sectional time, so we don't have time to sit pout or pout about losses.
What did you find positive out of tonight's game, though?
Well, you know, we got our bench in there to play a little bit more tonight. You know, every game's a little bit different for us. Sometimes our bench gets to play some. Sometimes they don't play hardly at all. You know, positive-wise, honestly, there wasn't a ton of positive. I thought we competed hard the first half, and we were, you know, somewhat in the game with 11-point deficit. And we just didn't execute. And you know, that's disappointing on the offensive end. We didn't execute as well as I would hope we would.
Well, you got a few days off to get ready for a couple of road games at Pioneer, and then you get to look at Oregon Davis again. What's the focus as you get ready for those two games?
Well, Pioneer's big. They're physical. They like to press a lot. So hopefully our game against Washington Township last night will help us prepare for that type of speed and type of game that they play. You know, so we'll continue to clean up things in those areas, and press breaking and running our offense and screening and moving without the basketball. We'll continue to work on those things just like we have all year. And, you know, refine some things that maybe – kids get a little sloppy. The more they do things, they don't necessarily all like them to. So we'll work on cleaning up those things on the offensive and defensive end next week.
Rob, thanks for stopping by and talking with us after a tough loss, and good luck against Pioneer next week.
Thanks, Harold.
Okay, there's Rob Kruger, head coach of the Knox Redskins, and I think I would probably find a few more positives to talk about than he did, because I think that the kids really did make an effort to execute what he wanted them to do defensively, but that size disadvantage was just too much to overcome. Okay. The Stark County Co-op play of the game came in the third quarter with 6:22 remaining. And as Rob pointed out, the team was kind of hanging in there, down by 11 at the half, still in the ball game if things went right for you. But with 6:22 to go in the third quarter, Alex Garavilla drove to the hoop, scored, drew the foul, hit the free throw, and that took it to a 32-16 lead. It doubled the Redskins score, and you knew pretty much at that time that it was going to be awfully difficult to come back in that game. So that was our Stark County Co-op play of the game. And it's time now for our Ashley Derrickson five-star player of the game, and we'll tell you who won that honor after this timeout for five-star.
Five Star, the largest meat and grocery store in the area, focused on quality, value, and customer service. The five stars in the name of the store come from five family members of the original owner serving in World War II, each one represented by a blue star on a flag hanging in the front window of the family home. That's why even decades later, Five Star is known for its dedication to service. Now, that dedication means savings for you. Listen for the monthly meat sale with savings to fill your freezer and save. Five Star, one of the We Care stores, the area's largest meat and grocery store, focused on quality, value, and customer service. Located, you know where, in the Knox Mall.
Time now for the five-star player of the game.
Our Ashley Derrickson five-star player of the game for tonight's game wears number 54 for the Counts Mustangs. He's the 6'4 senior Dylan Bruce. Dylan dominated play underneath. He scored 16 points, had 12 rebounds before he got injured and was removed from the game in the third quarter. But he just established himself as the force to be reckoned with early in the ball game, and the Redskins had no answer for Dylan Bruce. And for those reasons, number 54 for the Counts Mustangs, the 6'4 senior Dylan Bruce, is our Ashley Derrickson five-star player of the game. Okay, let's take a look at some other scores from around the area. Final in girls basketball in the Hoosier North Athletic Conference. LaVille defeats Culver 55-31. In boys basketball in Hoosier North Athletic Conference play, Triton beat North Judson 66-24. Also in boys basketball at the end of three quarters, New Prairie is leading South Central by a score of 42-34. And here at Harold Weinberg Gymnasium in Knox on Hall of Fame night, it was Counts 59 and Knox 40. And once again, congratulations to the three new inductees to the Knox High School Hall of Fame, Tammy Skibby, Josh McLaughlin, and Mark George. And we welcome them to the Hall of Fame here at Knox High School. And congratulations again, and a big thank you again to my friend Brenda Walski, who delivered a very special picture of my daughter Cheryl to us, and looking back to when she was in fifth grade. So we appreciate that very, very much. That's going to do it from Harold Weinberg Gymnasium in Knox. Once again, the final score is Counts 59 and Knox 40. I'm Harold Welter for myself, Nathan Welter, and whoever our engineer was, and the entire WKVI Sports Center team. Thank you for joining us tonight as well. And until next time, remember when to lose, to always keep the faith, fans.
I'm keeping the faith.
Thanks for listening to High School Basketball on K99.3. Sponsored in part by the Braun Automotive Group, Financial Partners, Jim Dobson Ford, Coca-Cola, Best Ford, Collins Insurance Agency, Stark County Co-op, and Cambies. Go to sportstothemax.net for all your local sports scores, information, and more.